Here in the U.S., a host of films take on a host of viewpoints regarding the state of the American Union in 2018. And over the summer, while traveling abroad, in London, but it easily could have been anywhere outside the U.S., I could not stop asking myself a series of questions. They only begin with, how are non-Americans viewing America? And even more specifically, how is the U.S. being presented in the arts? Are there any points of view here? Well, this was answered in two very different but equally disturbing new works. One is a film. The other is a stage play. The film in question is The First Purge, which actually is the latest in a series of Purge films, which came to theaters earlier this summer both here and across the globe. The First Purge is a grade F actioner which charts the scheme of the NFFA, or National Founding Fathers of America, an organization that exudes fascism. But of special note is not the content of its scenario, but the way in which it was marketed. I could not help but notice its ads, which were adorning the sides of London buses. They featured three characters that were right out of contemporary horror films, and that were, to varying degrees, caricatured variations of carcasses. And what was particularly striking was the catchphrase accompanying the images. It was, "Witness the birth of an American tradition." It's a wonderful life indeed. And anything will be hawked these days, in any way possible, on the name of profit. Plus, it was not surprising that the First Purge theatrical release date in the U.S., the U.K., and beyond was July 4th. The play in question is The Layman Trilogy, based on Italian writer Stefano Masini's play, which opened in mid-July at London's National Theatre. The Layman Trilogy runs 3.5 hours. It features just three actors, Simon Russell Beale, Ben Miles, and Adam Godley, playing various members of the Layman clan, immigrants who came to the U.S. from Bavaria in the mid-19th century. Like so many settlers, the Layman brothers yearn to embrace the American dream. And they do. But of course, their brand of capitalism, Western style, takes us directly to the financial disaster that enveloped the world in 2008. On stage, the Layman Trilogy is nothing short of groundbreaking, from its script and acting to Sam Mendes' inspired direction. But seeing it in England adds extra special insight into how the world of Wall Street and high finance American style are viewed in the present day outside America's borders. I sincerely hope that the Layman Trilogy makes its way to the U.S. It deserves to be seen as both a mesmerizing work of art and a view of the American dream in our troubling contemporary world.